You're listening to Simple Money. We're your trust of money guys. I'm Nathan Bachrach along with Amy Wagner. We make understanding your money simple anytime at simplymoney.net. You own a business. At some point, you want to turn that business into enough cash that you don't have to work anymore. Well, that is the hope and dream of every small business owner. I will tell you, at some point, you're going to probably need some help in creating that liquidity event when you turn the business into money. That's why we've asked Lori Wilhelmi. She's the director here locally for Comstock Advisors. She's an accredited senior appraiser, and she spends time advising businesses about how to exit, if you will, blind spots. Business owners, when they start think about selling, they got blind spots. Take Ed and me. We've only got 25, 30 years invested in this thing. Of course, we don't have any blind spots. We see it all just as it is.
Yes, investors are the people that will be looking at buying your business. So it is very important to take a look from the outside looking in at your business and figure out where the risks are so that you can manage them, mitigate them if possible, and certainly be able to put systems in place and explain to a potential buyer how to manage those risks.
Let's do Lori Wilhelmi's 6 blind spots for a small business owner. The first one, no management depth.
That's right. If you have one key man or woman or just a very shallow management team, that's something that will scare an investor away. You want to know that when you buy that business, that it will be able to continue running successfully and that there are people there that know how to run the business.
And Lori, for a lot of small business owners, you know, they know the business inside and out. So you may not have things like procedures written down and things like that. But if you're looking to sell the business, everything that's in your head, it's not going to work well.
That's an important point, Amy, because a lot of times businesses are run kind of moment to moment, making instinctual decisions and not having those procedures in place. You want to have a strategic plan. You want to have corporate goals and a management team that's accountable and knows how to run the business. It's very important to have some of those procedures on paper.
There was a time when that would have been described, me and Ed, if you looked over our shoulder. Thankfully, have changed over time. All right, you got customer concentration, too. You might have done really good with a certain group of the population that is now maybe getting older and grayer or younger and cheaper or whatever the case may be. Your market's shifted on you.
That's right. And it's a very real and big risk to businesses. I see that a lot with small businesses. Particularly here in Cincinnati, where we've got a big branding concentration. Those types of companies a lot of times have one or two major clients. And when you have an economic downturn like we did a few years ago, one client decides not to spend money that year, and there goes potentially half your business or more. It's a very big risk.
You're listening to Simply Money. I'm Nathan Bachrach along with Amy Wagner. Our guest is Lori Wilhelmi as we discuss how you take a small business as you get towards retirement and turn it into enough money so that you can live on that moving forward. You've got industry risks, Lori, that certainly, you know, the classic case was always the buggy whip manufacturer at the turn of the century, and then a guy named Henry Ford came along, and that was the end of that business.
It's always good to diversify, not only, you know, your clients geographically in your industry, to, you know, not have all your eggs in one basket, of course.
You know, and to look at it like through that potential buyer's eyes, sometimes it's not the easiest thing. But if you look at, you know, when you're selling your house, sometimes you have to step back. And even though you like those paint colors, realize someone else may not. How do you do this so easily when it's a business?
Well, sometimes the person running the business, the risks that are involved with that business are not so scary to that individual owner because they deal with them every day. An outside buyer may be much more scared off by that. And one of the other key points to getting your business ready to sell is locking up those key employees. People get scared when they hear that the company they work for is going to be sold. It's the fear of the unknown. So putting employee agreements in place that give them incentives to stick around is certainly very important.
And this is always tough for an entrepreneur because in many cases they've been doing this thing on a handshake and a hope and a prayer and lick the stamps and get it out in the mail and let's hope that things work out. My impression from small business people over the years is that they also load up the books with all kinds of things that they say, oh, I can write this off against the business, whether it's swinging by Kroger on the way home and saying, grabbing the receipt and going, oh, yeah, that was for the Friday party. And then you go to Party Source and you get some alcohol and you go, yeah, that was for a celebration that we had. Next thing you know that this business is more profitable than the financials would look because you're drawing out $30,000 a year. How do you tell a prospective investor or buyer, oh, yeah, well, here's how I pad the books?
Right. It's not a good look for the owner of the business. You want to start cleaning up the business right away and get the personal expenses, assets, and liabilities off the books. And you want to do it before you're ready to sell because it doesn't hold much credibility when you say, well, last month's performance, you know, you really have to look at that. Ignore everything before that. What you want to do is establish a few years of a clean run business that's ready to sell so that a buyer can look back historically at the performance of the company and believe that from the operations of the business, and there's nothing else mixed in there.
So you need to look ahead, really, a few years before
Absolutely.
You think you may get to that point where you're looking to sell. You need to be thinking about that for a while.
It's just as important as any type of financial planning. It usually doesn't happen overnight. And putting good people in place, procedures in place, putting a strategy in place, those are long-term factors that you need to start addressing not right before you sell the business, but several years in advance.
This is the reason why I would say to most of small businesses out there, think of run your business as if you're going to sell it tomorrow and get help, whether it's from Lori Wilhelmi and Comstock Advisors or someone that you've been doing, have a relationship with. Get some help so you can get a clear, unbiased set of eyes because you may have lost your perspective. You're listening to Simply Money on 55KRC, the talk station.